Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we appreciate you for yet another day like this. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. Thank you for all you have been doing for us as an individual, as a family, as a nation, Nigeria. Thank you for that which you are yet to do. Blessed be your holy name, in the name of Jesus, as we listen to your word. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Breathe upon the word, let it come with understanding and power to transform and equip us, that the least among us will be as strong as David the king. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over every foul spirit, evil spirit, demon spirit, territorial powers, forces from the family lineage, foundational powers. I come against you by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. I bring you under subjection to the obedience of Christ and to the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, take over. Let Jesus be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn your Bible with me quickly to Job chapter 14 and in verse 7 through 9. The Bible says, Job chapter 14, verse 7 through 9. For there is hope of a tree, that it be cut down, that it will sprout again. I prophesy to your life. I don't know the level the devil have gone in your life or in your situation. Maybe you are at the point where all hope is lost. You are at the point where you are almost giving up. Because when you turn to your left, to your right, to your sides, nothing seems to be working. It seems as if God is far away from you. It seems as if that dream, that vision that you had initially, there is no hope for it anymore. But I pray for you. There shall be restoration, first of the peace of the Lord in your heart and in your mind. And there shall be a restoration of all that the locusts, the cankerworms, the caterpillar have eaten from your life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Alatoska, Deneton School, Amparatanata. The miraculous new beginning that heaven has ushered in your life. No devil, no demons, no human will stop it. Jesus say, my joy I give to you, which no man can give, and my joy I've given to you, no one will take it from you. As heaven has begun a new thing in your life in this season, what the Lord is doing, nothing will stop it. It will be from one glory to the other. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 8, it says, though the root thereof wask old in the earth. Though it wask old in the earth. I don't know how long you have been in that situation. I don't know how long that the devil has been on your case. I don't know how long you have tarried upon this mountain. A point came in the lives of the children of Israel that they tarried long upon a particular place in the wilderness, a particular mountain for so long. And God came and said, you have tarried long upon this mountain. Move on. I come with the word of the Lord to prophesy to you. You have stayed long in that situation. You have stayed long in that financial barrenness. You have stayed long in that academic delay. You have stayed long in that marital delay. You have stayed long in that situation. And heaven has sent me to speak the word of the Lord to you, that though it has been long you have been in that situation, but heaven is about to do a new thing in your life. Jesus is about to step into that situation of your life to turn it around for your good. In the name of Jesus, he said, though the root thereof wask old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Amanto sole kranti lata matana. Your situation seems like death. Nothing is working. It seems as if all hope is lost. He said, though the stalk thereof die in the earth, even though it has come to the point where it is dead, I know of a God who is the resurrection and the life, the life giver, the one that quickeneth. And by the power of his quickening, anything dead in your life is coming back to life by the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anything dead in your life, dead in your family, they are coming back to life in the name of Jesus Christ. And in verse 9, the Bible says, yet through the scent of water, though the root was old in the earth and the stalk thereof die in the ground, he says, yet, I came with the word of the Lord. Yet. It doesn't matter what is going on, but yet. Yes, that situation seems as if it can't be changed. It seems as if that is how it will remain. Yet, maybe you have not received your own financial breakthrough. Maybe that marital settlement have not taken place. Maybe that academic admission, that admission into that high institution have not yet manifested. Yet there is yet to that situation. There is yet to that situation. There is yet to your life. There is yet to that situation. Bible says, yet through the scent of water, it will bud. It will bud. Through the scent of water. The scent of water signifies the presence of the Holy Spirit. It signifies the power of God. By the Spirit of God, no wonder Zechariah 4, he said, say unto Zerubbabel, not by mind, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Through the scent of water, by the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, it will bud. That root that have waxed old in the earth, that stalk that have died in the ground, by the reason of the water, by the application of the water, that root and that stalk will bud again. It will bring forth buds like a plant. It will become fruitful. I prophesy to your life and your destiny. I don't know how long you have experienced that barrenness, financial barrenness, academic barrenness, spiritual barrenness, barrenness in all ramification of your life. But I prophesy you shall be fruitful. I prophesy that fruitful mandate of creation upon your life, upon your situation. He said, though the root was old in the earth, though the stalk died in the ground, through the scent of water, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, by the presence of the Spirit of God, it will bud again. It will bring forth pearl like plant. Ekomba squala tandi le kronto beletana. Eshkende letin da rakando skofe letandi ruko frete denetana taya. Fruitfulness, I prophesy. Fruitfulness, I prophesy to your life, to your family, to that situation that are barren. De la lakonda bara. Fruitfulness, I prophesy. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus Christ. By the help of the Holy Spirit, I just want to encourage you with this word. The title of my message this evening is, there is hope. There is hope. There is hope for you. In verse 7 of Job chapter 14, when we read, Bible says, there is hope. There is hope. Hope for you tree. The tree there signifies humans. Humans. Revelationally speaking, there is hope for you as a human being, as a child of God, that though your life or your situation seems dead or have tarried, and it seems as if nothing good will come out of your life. It seems as if that situation will not change. But I came to encourage you that there is hope for you. There is hope for you. It is not the time to give up. It is not the time to throw away the towel. There is hope for you. There is hope for you too. Even though it be called that. The situation of this tree that the Bible is talking about is a situation of hopelessness. When a tree is cut down, it seems like that is the end of that tree. But the Bible says in verse 9, through the scent of water, by rainfall or by the application of water, the tree that was once cut down begin to bud again. Begin to bud again. God is using the natural things to explain a reality in the spirit. That situation in our lives may seem like there is no more hope. May seem like it cannot change. That is how it will remain. That is how your family will remain. The pattern will just continue to rotate. Continuous poverty. Continuous premature death. Continuous delay and disappointment. It has happened to the point where you have given up in your heart already. Here is the story of a hunter that caught a small elephant in the forest and brought it home and tied it to a stick. The elephant, knowing that this is not my place, he made several attempts to escape to the desert where he belonged. After trying for several times to no avail, he gave up and relaxed there. He grew in that state, he grew at that point until he became a very matured elephant. That two or three steps from where he is would just remove the stake from the ground. But he has given up hope. So he never tried anymore. He remained at that spot. He remained at that circle. But the day came, the elephant was not even planning to escape as usual. He took some steps and effortlessly the stake that his leg was tied to was removed. And he looked and he wondered, oh, the time for my freedom came for so long, but I never knew, because I gave up hope. Some of you listening to me, that is the situation that you find yourself, like the story of the elephant. Because of fastings and prayers you have prayed, faith you have exercised, sacrifice, giving, seed sowing you have applied for that situation to turn around, and it still remains the way it is. Or it seems like it's changing and all of a sudden it returns back to the normal. And in your heart you have already given up. You have accepted your challenge. But I came to encourage you this day that there is still hope for you. You don't have to give up now. There's just one factor that needs to be introduced in your life and in that situation for it to turn around. The Bible calls it the scent of water. What is the scent of water? As I say, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. Nothing changes situations. Nothing changes life like the power of God. Like the power of God. When the Spirit of God steps into your situation, there is no way your life and that situation can remain the same. And the Lord sent me with His presence, with His power, to announce to you that that situation is coming to an end. That thing that you thought that there is no more hope for, there is still hope for you. You can still go to that institution. You can still get married. You can still live to fulfill your purpose. That vision, that dream that you have received in your heart, it can still be actualized. Don't give up. There is hope for you. 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 Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. This is your season. This is your season. In Psalm 102 and in verse 13, the Bible says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time, yea, the set time to favor her has come. The Lord have risen for your sake and for your situation. He have risen in his mercy. And he said, this is your time for total turnaround. This is your time to be fruitful. This is your time to manifest. This is your time to become what God have destined you to be. The time for you to be favored has come. The time for that old root that was cold to bud again has come. The time when that stalk that seems dead in the ground to bring forth bud like plant has come. Your situation is turning around. I see God changing your story. Like the story of Joseph. Joseph is an example of this scripture. His situation from Genesis chapter 37, 39, and 40 exemplified Job chapter 14, verse 7 to 8. It seemed as if he was cut down. It seemed as if his root has waxed old in the earth. It seemed as if his stalk had died in the ground. The brothers have already forgotten about the memory of Joseph because they believe he's already dead. Nothing can come out of him. That his dream cannot become a reality anymore. But Bible says in Lamentation 3:37, "Who is it that seeth a thing and it cometh to pass when God hath not said it?" The Proverbs said that many are the devices of the heart of men, but the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. I don't care what men have said or concluded concerning your life or your situation. Just the way the brothers of Joseph concluded over him. They concluded that his case is over. That his dreams cannot become a reality anymore. But Jehovah God, who causes all things to work together for our good, he came for Joseph. When the scent of water came in the life of Joseph, in Genesis chapter 41, Amatosku Banata. In Genesis 41, Joseph seemed to like sprout again and brought forth balls like plants. Maybe when Joseph was in the prison for that 2 years, he might have given up hope that there is no more hope for my dream to come to pass. There is no more hope for me to become that ruler I saw at the age of 17. But God came through for him and brought him out of the prison to the palace. And the root that seemed to have waxed old in the earth and the stalk that seemed to have died in the ground all of a sudden bud again and brought forth balls like plants. That will be your story. I don't know how long you have been in that prison. I don't know how long you have been in that prison of finance, prison of marriage, academic prison, ministerial prison. I don't know the prison where the situation of life have kept you. But like Joseph, there is a word from heaven to bring you out of that prison. By the power of this world, you are coming out of that prison to the palace of your destiny. There is hope for you. Don't give up. Maybe right now you are in the situation you are is like the prison and you have given up hope. But I came to encourage you. Do not give up hope. There is hope for you. The same God that turned the situation of Joseph around, that same God is the God that have sent me. That same God is the God of the Bible where we read. In Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 8, the Bible says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. If he did it for Joseph, he will do it for you. He's about to do it for you. This is your season of fruitfulness. This is your season of celebration. What about Job? The same Job that wrote this scripture where we read from, his life was a practical example of what he said. Job lost everything. in a day. His friends condemned him. His wife condemned him. Everybody abandoned him. His life was like the root that waxed old, and like the stalk that seems dead in the ground. But in Job chapter 42, and if it's time down, Bible says that God turned the captivity of Job, that God blessed him double than what he had before. His life that seemed to be dead, his life that seemed, his situation that seemed hopeless, all of a sudden became better than before. And I prophesy to you that your life, your latter end, and or what God is about to do in your life in this season will be better than what you have experienced before. God is turning your situation around. If you don't remember nothing, remember Joseph and Job. They were the examples of the scripture where we read that though the root was old in the soil, though the stalk died in the ground, that through the scent of water, by the visitation of God, hear this, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, verse chapter 3, it says, in his own time, he makes all things beautiful. There is a set time for the turnaround of everyone. And in the calendar of heaven, this is your time for things to be made beautiful for you. This is your time of fruitfulness. And I join my faith with yours, standing on the power of the word of God to decree and to declare that your situation is beautiful. Your situation is celebration. Your situation is favor. Your situation is success. Your situation is prosperity. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that word, lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God for the season of fruitfulness which he has brought you to. Lift up your voice and appreciate him for the hope. Appreciate him for the new things he's doing in your life. Lift up your voice and appreciate him. Let on soka banata baranata. Father, we thank you for this season you have brought us into as an individual, as a family, as a nation. It is our season of fruitfulness. It is our season of a new beginning. No wonder the Bible says in Isaiah 43 and in verse 19, say, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That is a miraculous new beginning. What seems to be impossible is made possible by God in your life. Lift up your voice and appreciate him for the new beginning, for the new phase of life he has brought you into, the new phase of life he has ushered you into. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We appreciate you. Malanda, shalakumbre tenata. Lift up your voice and begin to make demand for the scent of water, for the intervention of the Spirit of God. Not by might, not by power. Bible says, by the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Begin to welcome the Holy Spirit in your life and in that situation. I have been trying to do it by the energy of the flesh, but I surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Come into that situation. Come into my life. Come into that situation. Begin to invite the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God, you are welcome. Ledon sabanata, envra kronsko beneti kalata. Spirit of grace, you are welcome. You are welcome. Itandosko beneta ranata banata. Breathe upon that situation. Let it anko banata. Begin your walk in our lives. Man shodo beneta branaka ranata banata banata banata. Erene kumbrita nsko beneta branata la banata banata. Begin to receive that fruitfulness. Begin to receive that fruitfulness that the Lord talked about. I enter into my fruitfulness, that financial fruitfulness, that marital fruitfulness, that academic fruitfulness, spiritual fruitfulness, meritorial fruitfulness. I don't know the area that you want God to turn around for you. The Holy Ghost is here and is able to do it. Begin to receive His fruitfulness. I receive financial fruitfulness. I receive academic fruitfulness. I don't know the area of fruitfulness you want from Him. Begin to receive it. I receive it. I receive it. He said, though the root was old in the soil, though the stalk die in the ground, through the scent of water it will bud again and bring forth bud like plant. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Mashallah dabana. I walk into my fruitfulness. We walk into our fruitfulness. It is a new beginning. Our situation are turning around for our good. Ila donotom breka tabana tabana tadabana. Yes, 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 yes. Malatom bregade shatamanata. Wow, go ahead and appreciate God. I feel it in my spirit. I perceive it in my spirit. And the Lord have answered you. Go ahead and appreciate Him. Father, we thank you. Lift up your voice and appreciate Him because you have begun a new thing in your life. Appreciate Him for the impartation of the spirit of hope. Thank Him. Thank Him. Father, we give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for your son. I pray for your daughters. Whatever that seems like a cut down tree, an old root, or dead stalk in their life, by the scent of water, by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, it is turned around for their good in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into your life. A new beginning. I speak into your life fruitfulness. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish and have dominion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is well with your soul. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.